Children, you might have noticed the caterpillars and butterflies on the table on the way into church. But even if you didn't, caterpillars are a wonderful example of what we read about in our lessons of the Lord making all things new, and how everything in all of creation, wherever we look, is a sign that the Lord is the Creator. You can see that, well, maybe you can't see, but if you know how to look, you can see that caterpillars start from tiny little eggs that butterflies have laid. And then the egg hatches, and it's a tiny, tiny little caterpillar. And it grows up by eating leaves, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And along the way, its skin gets too small for it, and it grows a new skin inside its old skin, and then it sheds its old skin. It sort of crawls out of its old skin, and it looks different than it used to look. Not just bigger, but often it changes what it looks like too. And so caterpillars go through several of these stages, and when they're all grown up, then they attach themselves to the bottom of a leaf, and their old skin becomes sort of golden and a little stiffer and becomes a chrysalis. Or, in the case of a moth caterpillar winds itself all up in a kind of silk and makes a cocoon. An amazing thing happens, as you know, inside the cocoon or chrysalis. The butterfly, the caterpillar, grows wings, beautiful wings. And when they're all ready, out it comes. And the caterpillar then can fly, and it's really like a different creature. And it doesn't eat leaves anymore. Now it eats the nectar, the sweetest parts of flowers, and it's free. It can go wherever it wants. It doesn't have to just crawl around. And it gets married, meets another butterfly, and they lay eggs so that they have more caterpillars and more butterflies. Now, maybe you can see, in some ways, we are like caterpillars, because when we're little, we also start out very small, and then we grow through stages up to the time when we are ready to fly away. We're little infants, little babies, and little children, and the Lord fills us up with innocence and peace, and then we become children. And the Lord fills us with love for other children, and he helps us learn all kinds of things. Our minds are formed by all the things we learn, and we look really different from when we were little babies. And then we grow up some more, and we become young adults. And when we're young adults, maybe we find the person the Lord's leading us to get married, and we find a job. And then we become a little bit older adults, and then we have children, and we get good at our job, and we go another stage, older, and maybe now we are seeing our children grow up. We're helping them grow up. Maybe we're helping younger people at work get to do their job really well. And we grow up to old age, and now maybe we're grandparents or great-grandparents, and now we're ready for the Lord to call us to the spiritual world. And when the time is right, when the Lord sees the time is right, sort of like the Lord lifts us up out of our old body, which looks really different from what it looked like when we were 20 or 40. Looks quite different. And he lifts us up out of that old body, just like a butterfly coming out of its chrysalis or cocoon, and he lifts us up into heaven. And now we're beautiful. If we've followed the Lord, we're much more beautiful or handsome than we ever were before, and we're young and strong and free. We can do what we love to do, and we get to meet our married partner again, and we live happily ever after. So you can see that there's a picture of what happens in the life of a caterpillar turning into a butterfly to the way the Lord wants to lead us from earth to heaven. Just as the butterfly goes through stages, so do we. Just as the butterfly goes from crawling around on earth and eating leaves and then becomes a butterfly that flies and drinks from flowers, so the Lord wants us too, can see that our life in this world is a preparation. Spiritually, we eat leaves too. We find just the leaves, that is, the truths that are right for us, the truths that we need, and we eat them up. That means we don't just learn them in our minds and think, oh yes, 1 + 1 = 2. No, these are truths that we say, oh, that's how I want to live. That's the kind of person the Lord wants me to be, and I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that truth with my hands and the way I speak to other people. I'm going to become a useful person following the Lord's truth. And that changes us. We become a different person because we sort of tend to start out in life with our faces down, thinking about me and this world and what will be fun in this world, like a caterpillar crawling along. But gradually, if we follow the Lord and we learn the truths he teaches us, he lifts up our minds to think about him, to think about heaven, to learn to love him above all things and to love our neighbors as ourselves, to love to be useful, enjoy it, and see that this is what the Lord made us for. And so we become a different person. We become an angel. It's like the Lord's given our mind wings, beautiful wings, so that we can fly above the worries and the pleasures of this world and think about something better and look down on those things and keep them in their right place. Another beautiful thing about butterflies that the heavenly doctrine, the Lord in the heavenly doctrine points out, is that butterflies show us that conjugal love, or the love of being married, is heaven. Listen to this beautiful passage from the Arcana Celestia. That conjugal love is heaven is clear from the metamorphosis, or the change, of caterpillars into pupae and chrysalises, and thus into creatures that fly. For when the time of their wedding comes, which is when they shed their earthly form, or their caterpillar state, they are embellished with wings and become flying creatures. Then they are elevated into the air, which is their heaven. In the air they play together, make marriages, lay eggs, and are nourished by the juices of flowers. They are then also in their beauty, for they have wings decorated with golden, silver, and other elegantly marked colors. Such things as these are what the marriage sphere produces among such lowly little animals. So you can see that when it's time for them to be married, that's when they're most beautiful and happy, the butterflies. And the same thing's true for us. The Lord is teaching us by butterflies that marriage is where heaven is. Now, there are some people who think that they're very smart. And in fact, the more they think they're smart, the more they're like this. When they look around at this natural world, all the beautiful things the Lord's created, they think, it's just nature. It's just instinct. It's just DNA. It's just chemicals. There's no God. It just happened to happen. That's what they think. And they look at other people who believe in God, and they say, they're just sort of like ants crawling around. They even say, they're sort of like butterflies who let their minds fly, flutter, flutter, flutter up above what we can touch and see and measure. That's the only thing that's real. That's the only thing I believe in, they would say. I only love what I can touch, and I only believe in what I can see with my natural eyes. So I don't see God, I don't see heaven, so I don't believe in that. They think they're very smart, but of course they're wrong. Actually, there is a life after death that they should be getting ready for. There is a God who loves them, who's the Lord. And that's why this universe is so beautiful. That's why it works together so well. That's why wherever you look, if you look with your mind instead of just your eyes, you can see signs of the Lord, and you can see pictures of regeneration, of changing from a selfish person into an angel, which is the goal of this, our life in this world. So, when you see butterflies, when you look at butterflies this summer, out on these flowers out here, or in your garden at home, what will you see? Amen.